This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Mentioned, it seems like incivility in politics is growing worse by the day. A new audio has surfaced of a Democratic congressman in Tennessee, Steve Cohen, making some disturbing comments. Take a listen.
The big offer is president. He's going to come down here and he's going to endorse Mark Slatterman. Because Mark Slatterman, if he says, jump off the Harrington Bridge, choked up off the Harrington Bridge. I wish he'd say that.
He referred to the president as the big orange president, and our next guest, Marsha Blackburn, a congresswoman, he said the president could tell her to jump off the bridge, and I want her, basically, to jump off the bridge. Congresswoman Blackburn is here. She's running for the U.S. Senate. She joins me live to respond. Good evening, Congresswoman.
Good evening.
I hear that audio. The congressman, Steve Cohen, claims he was joking. What was your reaction when you heard this?
It's hurtful to hear that. Steve is someone who was a colleague of mine in the state Senate, and then we've served in Congress together. I've worked with him on issues like infant mortality issues in Shelby County, and we serve in the same delegation. So when you hear something like that, it is hurtful, and of course we haven't received an apology. He did say he was joking, but I've got to tell you, Ed, there's an old adage that my grandmother used to say, and it was never injure a friend, even in jest, because some of the most hurtful things will be said in a as a joke or something that is kidding. So I think also the fact that this was said in a church at a prayer breakfast, that that's a little bit, you know, adds to it also.
That makes it particularly more shocking. We reached out, by the way, I want to tell our viewers, to Democrat Steve Cohen. He did not respond, so he obviously is not appearing tonight, but I want to be fair to him. He told Huffington Post, quote, "It was obviously humor. I wish her no harm. I hope she doesn't get the Senate," as in the Senate seat, "and I wish she wasn't a lackey for Trump, but I don't wish her physical harm." Is that good enough for you?
I think that that is what you would say is kind of a backhanded type statement. But I have to tell you, I think that when you talk about the process of how our nation's leaders operate and the conduct that is displayed, one of the things that I do regularly is to pray for our leaders. I pray for my colleagues. I pray for those that are my opponents. I pray for our president and his staff. And I think that that is an important part of what we're to do as Christians. We're commanded to pray for those that are in leadership.
So tell me, what is going on in American politics right now? What is going on in the Congress where you serve? When, you know, we see, you know, we saw these stories where Sarah Sanders couldn't basically eat at a restaurant. You had Maxine Waters, one of your Democratic colleagues, saying, make sure that you pressure the Trump cabinet. And we thought, well, maybe it's isolated. Maybe it's going to calm down. And now you've got one of your colleagues saying basically he wants you to jump off a bridge.
Yes, and you know, Ed, one of the things that concerns me is so much of this seems to be driven, the vitriol that is there, but when you get into a committee like the subcommittee that I chair, Communications and Technology, we have worked very well together in a bipartisan basis. I have a reputation for working across the aisle in a bipartisan manner to get things done for the people of Tennessee, for the people of this country. And I say regularly, anyone who's willing to work for the good of Tennesseans, I am willing to sit down and have a conversation with them and say, how do we get this done for the good of our state, for the good of our citizens?
Congresswoman, I've got 30 seconds. If you get a chance to sit down with Steve Cohen, the Democrat, what are you going to tell him?
I would hope that he would apologize, and I hope that he would seek to to realize this is beneath him. These type comments are beneath him. They're not necessary.
Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn, we appreciate you coming in tonight.
Good to be with you. Thank you.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. It is most important as we continue to pursue the truth. Get you the facts because it's that important, all the information that's been put out there, that you know, the truth of the matter. I mean, after all, if you're going to make a decision, let's do it based on the facts, right, so we don't find ourselves in a regrettable situation, kind of like California where I'm at today. It is a sad story as to what's happening here. All the fires, the devastation has taken place. And, for people that want to know what is going on, some would immediately say, well, it's global warming and this sort of thing. But as Megan Barth was pointing out, even Zinke, our Secretary of the Interior, pointing out that this isn't a global warming deal. This is an environmental issue, in as much as that there are things that you're supposed to do responsibly, to clean up. And, when it's been done, for hundreds of years before, very successfully. And then the only thing that's changed is, man-made laws coming in and regulations that think they know better. And the result is a devastated California. It's absolutely sad and pathetic what is happening here to the people here in California, the homes that have been destroyed, the amount of property that is destroyed, the lives that have been at risk. I think of, the firemen who are out there, doing their job and having to continue with this. This is really disturbing. We had scheduled James Robbins to be on with us, and I guess we're having a little bit of a conflict here in trying to get a hold of him. His book is quite provocative. It's about erasing America, losing our future by destroying our past. And this is a bit of an indictment on Democrats and what they've done, and it's particularly the Democrats that have done this. And I say Democrats and progressives, because sometimes it's not just the party. It is it's not just the party that's doing this. It's it's an ideology that, as we talked about before, Dinesh D'Souza had brought out in his movie, Death of a Nation, quite provocative. I, if you've not had a chance to see that movie, I would run, do not walk, do not pass go, just go straight to that movie and check it out. I understand it can be disturbing for those that are of a particular persuasion and believe in the Democratic Party, because it really lays out the truth in terms of historically what happened. And, as I was discussing this with somebody over the weekend, the Democrats have this uncanny ability of being able to take their history and
kind of shove it off on the Republicans. And some, for some reason, it's like the Republicans are Velcro, and they just kind of hold on to this. It's amazing. Well, James Robbins joins us now. And as I mentioned, his new book, Erasing America, Losing Our Future by Destroying Our Past. Is that really what we want to do? James is Senior Fellow for National Security Affairs at the American Foreign Policy Council, a commentary writer for USA Today, and a member of the advisory board to the National Civil War Museum. James, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. First of all, on behalf of We the People, thank you for your book. I mean, what you've done here in Erasing America, this is a book that had to be written in light of, you know, what I thought was devastating, that, it's almost tyrannical that we would burn the history books, that we would burn things that remind us of the past. I mean, you know, what country is this?
Well, you know, it's interesting because folks look at things like taking down Confederate memorials. And a year ago, we have, you know, the anniversary of Charlottesville and violence in the streets and whatnot. And President Trump said at the time, well, where does this stop? Mm-hmm. And pundits and historians and people like this kind of tut-tutted at him. Oh, you know, what do you mean? It's nothing more than just, you know, taking down these traitorous rebels. But then, you know, we have people talking about tearing down Thomas Jefferson's statue, people talking about blowing up around Mount Rushmore. You know, it doesn't actually stop.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and of course, with Charlottesville, you know, with the president in kind of a, I don't know if you, I don't want to be so bold to say it was an ignorant statement. I think what he was trying to do was to make peace by saying there was good people on both sides. But the media, of course, took that one line and turned it into a battering ram against him and anybody that followed Donald Trump.
Oh, well, that was really an unfortunate statement on his part, because he said that in good faith, not understanding, of course, that the media would twist it around into saying Donald Trump says there are good Nazis, the White House supports slavery, and other nonsense like that. But if you look at opinion polls, actually, most Americans would rather that our history be honored, that statues stay up. And what I advocate in the book is that if we want to make further commentary on things, we should have additive history. We should add more statues, or we should add plaques that explain both sides of things, not tearing things down and erasing them.
Exactly. Well, you know, to me, it's interesting. You know, we just came out of an era of, you know, trying to figure out whether or not our past president was an American citizen or not. And we had the whole birther issue. But yet it's almost like they've taken, you know, a piece of a narrative almost of like-mindedness and, you know, just shoved it down this president's throat and we the people. And all we want to do is, hey, be about our business, be peaceful about it, work hard, get this country back on track, especially when there's a lot of wind at our back right now. But that doesn't seem to be enough to satisfy the contrarians, I guess.
Oh, definitely. And I think that the attack on history, I mean, it's a general attack. It's not just the Confederacy. It's everything.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But it's not just an attack on statues. It's an attack on our memory, on our legacy, and the American narrative. What they really oppose isn't George Washington or Thomas Jefferson. It's the freedom that those men stood for. That's really the agenda. That's what they're after. If they can erase these guys or make them disreputable or something like that, what they're trying to do is call into question their entire legacy.
Mm-hmm. Well, their legacy and the legacy of this country and its founding.
Exactly. Right. The legacy of freedom and what we have preserved generation to generation. That's really what's under attack. It's not, you know, whether there's a statue of Thomas Jefferson at UVA. It's only the college he founded, right? I mean, they vandalized it on his birthday. They vandalized it. But, you know, that's not the point. The point is everything that he stood for. They still don't like it, and they want to tear that down.
And, by the way, it was all part of that helped to create the great American experiment. the freedoms that we enjoy to this very day. James Robbins and Dr. Robbins is with us, author of the book Erasing America, Losing Our Future by Destroying Our Past. More from James on the other side of the break. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay with us.
Did you know that safe drinking water is the second most essential human need? Don't take your water for granted. Know what you're drinking. Get a ProPure 10 in-home water test kit for just $20, a $39 value, and test for 10 different water contaminants and conditions. Takes about 10 minutes and works with most potable city and well water sources. No salesman will call. Order your test kit today and receive a $20 coupon good towards the purchase of a ProPure water filter system. Visit a participating authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez, live.
I am counting every blessing, counting every blessing, letting go and trusting when I cannot see. I am counting every blessing, counting every blessing, surely every season you are getting to me.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, so I like it.
Independent, coming at you every Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Our author writes, it's an age-old, axiom that we've enjoyed, but it's just kind of been one of those things that we need to revisit from time to time and realize that it is true that united we stand, divided we fall. This country has never been at odds quite like this, at least in our lifetime. I'm sure there are times in history when you look back that there has been division in our country. And he writes, in Erasing America, Losing Our Future by Destroying Our Past, we know that it's also been said that he who controls the past controls the future. And it seems that that's the attack that is underway here, Dr. Robbins, is that the future of America, this great American experiment, is under attack.
Oh, absolutely. George Orwell's words have never been more relevant. It's interesting that he wrote the book 1984 as a sort of a cautionary tale, as a warning about totalitarianism. But I think there are a lot of people on the left who have taken it more as an instruction manual of how to do things.
Yeah, it has been their Mein Kampf, I guess, in a sense. You write, in Massachusetts, Simmons College claims saying "God bless you" is an Islamophobic microaggression. I mean, we are being challenged in the most basic way. I mean, God bless you, that is an Islamic microaggression?
You know, it's just people who are looking for things to be upset about. And I go into this a lot in the book. You have, for example, Muslim students at Catholic University who complained about there being too much Christian imagery at the school, and it was distracting for them. I mean, you would think that when they applied to go there, they would have noticed the name,
right?
Catholic University.
Yeah.
I mean, what did they expect, really?
Well, and see, that's my question, even on the most foundation of issues, because this election season, there's lots of Muslims that are running for office in this country. I say lots. I don't know, what, 36 or more that are running? And I'm going, okay, well, what part of your Quran are you going to give up in order to put your hand on the Bible and swear allegiance to the United States of America, its Constitution, enemies, domestic or foreign? How do you do that?
Well, I think that each person has to live with their own conscience and how they reconcile their faith with public service. These folks may do it the way that other people of faith have done it throughout their American history. What I think is a problem, though, is when we rewrite history to say, for example, as President Obama liked to tell us all the time, that Islam was sort of in the weave of America, that Islam influenced our country from the beginning, that the Constitution is Sharia compliant and things like this. Don't just make it up,
right.
Don't just to get inclusion of new groups of people in our country. Don't just like reinvent a history of this country that suddenly, Thomas Jefferson, because he had a copy of the Quran, because we were at war with the Barbary pirates, suddenly he's like a guy who was promoting Islam in America or wrote it into the Constitution. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Well, this is the danger when people are fast and loose with the facts. And sadly, we're talking a former president of the United States who, you're saying, hey, if anybody should be the champion of American history, it should be the office of the president.
Absolutely. And it's just important that we keep our perspective, and also very important that people read about real American history, what really happened, so that they can challenge the people who just out of the blue invent things to justify a contemporary narrative. And that's just as troubling as erasing history, is this tendency to just invent things or make stuff up in order to justify some kind of current policy or some kind of current appeal to whatever is the latest grievance group.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is, I'll tell you, this is about as dangerous as you can get. And as you say, this echoes the words of one George Orwell. And so here we are in the midst of this. We have a cultural battle that is taking place that is so profound, because this is the heart and soul of this country.
I completely agree, and it's definitely up to people, particularly parents, to make sure that people have the right information, that their kids are learning the right things. When you look at what's being taught in schools, and particularly in universities, there's this hate America agenda that's exactly. very damaging to the country. If all you teach kids is that this is a country of racism, exploitation, greed, police brutality, and so forth, why would any of those kids care about this country?
Exactly. And why wouldn't you? I mean, okay, so you want people to have a well-rounded appreciation for history, understanding that nobody is perfect here, but you've got to step over a lot of successes and a lot of blessings at the hand of God to this country in order to focus on just one side of the agenda here.
Oh, for sure. But the narrative has been so relentlessly negative of finding every bad thing that happened and then just hyping it and not even talking about all of the good things, all of the amazing freedoms that we enjoy and how people have used those freedoms to make lives better. Mm-hmm. That's the true American narrative. Nobody is perfect, definitely, and there have been bad things in our history. But what we're getting today out of the culture is that everything is bad in our history, and that is just not true.
Well, you know, we've been told time and again that, a little bit of leaven will spoil the whole batch here. And put into perspective here, Dr. Robbins, I mean, you know, when we talk about the progressive movement, we probably give it more credence and more standing than it deserves. It is a small minority, but we saw what happened in Germany with a small minority of people. But, you know, it requires those in the majority to take a stand against the attack on the very heart and soul of our country.
Oh, definitely. I think that the default setting for most Americans is to go along with their day, to just sort of do their thing. And it's a belief that this country can just sustain itself and its freedom. Well, you know, that's not always true. And as Lenin showed in the Soviet Union, a determined minority can create a revolution that will then take over the entire place. And then the folks who had been going about their day will wake up one day and their freedom is gone. So it's definitely a time for everyday Americans to kind of wake up and say, you know what, our freedom is important. Our history is something that we can honor, and we really need to remind everybody about that.
As you write in Erasing America, Losing Our Future by Destroying Our Past, you say first they came for the Confederate monuments, but who knows where progressive efforts to erase history will end. It's a short hop from the unthinkable to the mandatory. And boy, we're getting close, aren't we?
Oh, definitely. When you hear some of the ideas, some of the things that are coming out of the progressive side, they say, where did that come from? That's just, you know, nuts. But you know what? If we don't do anything to stop it, then it's going to be our reality.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, what happens when this crazy stuff happens, you know, James, is that somebody doesn't call it out for what it is. They just, you know, I don't know, as you say, we're so busy about going about our own business, living peaceful lives. But meanwhile, the radicals are radicalizing the majority by default because nobody is calling them out for it. You know, we can't expect the mainstream media, because the mainstream media is all complicit in all this. And for what? I mean, what do they think is going to be left for them to report on after progressives take over and run this? And then, oh, yeah, by the way, they're going to have control over the media as well. So what's left of their industry?
You're right. As far as I'm concerned, they pretty much control it now. But these people are delusional if they think a free press can survive.
Exactly. Dr. James Robbins, Senior Fellow for the National Security Affairs at the American Foreign Policy Council. His book, Erasing America, Losing Our Future by Destroying Our Past, it's available at all the usual places, and it's linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Dr. Robbins, thank you. Appreciate it.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan Lennon with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Omarosa Manigault Newman on the attack, releasing a recording of a phone conversation she has with President Trump shortly after she was fired as a White House aide.
Omarosa, what's going on? I just saw in the news that you're thinking about leaving. What happened?
General Kelly came to me and said that you guys wanted me to leave.
No, nobody even told me about it. Nobody, you know, they run a big operation, but I didn't know it.
Then she says this on NBC this morning.
John Kelly is running this White House, and Donald Trump has no clue what's going on. He's being puppeted, and that's very dangerous for this nation.
She was referring to Chief of Staff John Kelly. More than 300 people injured after a platform collapses at a music festival in Stain yesterday. It happened at a sports and music celebration. No one was killed, but five people were critically injured. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer. Now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and autopay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive.
So when you just can't face tomorrow, when you're down deep in sorrow, when your faith is on the edge, don't be afraid to stare. Cause even if you fail to fly, he'll get you by surprise.
Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez. Scott Whitlock is over there. He joins us, the associate editor of Newsbuster. Scott, good to have you with us. How are you doing?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, good to have you here as we keep the light on the war on conservatism. I mean, at every turn, I mean, we just had author James Robbins on with us talking about erasing America, you know, these monuments that progressives want to destroy. And it's really an attack on our culture, the foundational issues of our country. And, of course, this is happening at every turn. And right now in the crosshairs, as has been since Donald Trump especially was elected president, anybody with an R, the mainstream media jumps all over. Meanwhile, anybody with a D is given a pass. And of course, the biggest thing that we see is the difference between how they handled the president and how they're handling one Hillary Clinton.
Oh yeah, yeah. The hypocrisy is galling. It's been bad for a long time. The MRC has been around. The Media Research Center has been around since 1987. But this sort of intensity and frothing nature of it is just gone completely off the charts. So one of the things we looked at was this Chris Collins scandal, mm-hmm. this Republican yes. congressman, and he we looked at the first 24 hours of his coverage of being arrested. There was 18 minutes and 24 seconds, and so that you know that's fair. He seems to have done something allegedly seriously wrong, so mm-hmm. we don't object to that. But what we wanted to point out was this is, of course, hypocritical because when two Democratic, prominent Democratic congressmen, Chuck Fatah and Corinne Brown, when they were went to jail, their entire trial, one was convicted of fraud, the other of bribery and fraud. There was almost no coverage, not just in the first 24 hours. There was almost no coverage at all for Corinne Brown of her entire indictment, the trial and conviction, nothing. And then for Chuck Fatah, who again was convicted of bribery and fraud, 68 seconds total for the entire case. So this idea that they're going to hold truth to power and they're going to look into people doing bad things, no, as you said, they're going to look into people who have an R next to their name.
Exactly, and that seems to be the case more than not. And, of course, I think it's quite ironic because when you looked at the insider trading issue, which Peter Schweizer brought to the forefront several years ago, in fact, I talked to Peter and I said, are you surprised it took this long for, you know, Congress to even enact on it? I mean, it was years, that took place after the book came out. And the bigger perpetrators of insider trading was, oh, yeah, Nancy Pelosi and some other leading Democrats. And so now you have Chris Collins dealing with insider trading. Of course, since then, Congress made a law, thou shalt not do any insider trading, as if they're really following this. But they definitely are putting, you know, the full court press on him as opposed to themselves.
Yeah, no, that's definitely true. And it's, look, you know, we don't ask for all we ask for is just hold people to the same standards. If you're going to be tough on one person or one party, that's fine. That's the way it should be, as long as you're also tough on the other party, regardless of who's in power. And we've seen time and again, we saw over 8 years of Barack Obama, that they just weren't interested in being truth tellers to powers. As much as they'd like to see to kind of portray themselves that way, they were very, very easy on Obama and his scandals and controversies. And with Trump, it's just been the resistance from day one.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, for them to report 90% negative news on Donald Trump, and of course that's all followed suit with anybody with an R in front of their name, it really smacks of credibility or their lack of credibility when it's so prejudiced like this. So the mantle of fake news has hung on them. They resent it, but it's like, okay, we'll do something about it. You know, I at least try to get to 60-40 or 50, you know, God forbid it would be 50-50, but, 9 out of 10, I mean, you really have to go out of your way to come up with that kind of average.
Yeah, and no, I think that's a great point. I guess the upside to all of this is I really think that in the last few years, more so than in decades past, people, the skepticism of the mainstream media, the distrust of the mainstream media has really gone up, and people start to tune it out. They start to look for other avenues, talk radio, the internet, other media outlets to get their information. And journalists wonder why that these allegations of fake news are hurled at them. It's because a lot of the reporting. And then you have people like Jim Acosta try and pretend that if someone boos him at a Donald Trump rally, that they want to kill him rather than they just don't like CNN. They don't like their reporting. I mean, that's the honest truth. That's why he was booed at that rally.
Yeah. And it's not like the people came out of this because Donald Trump said something. I mean, they have witnessed what CNN has done, how they've manipulated the news. And it's a sad day, really, you know, for journalism. And we've called them out here on this show, Scott. The mainstream media is like, for all the budgets and talent that they have there, it's like, look, we need you to do your job on behalf of the people. I mean, you are so critical to the democratic process, and you've abandoned your post. I mean, really, you know, when you think about it, and this is quite dangerous what they've done, and they're really setting up this country for some incredible fall unless they get their act together, and the sooner the better.
Yeah, because certainly, again, we're not asking for conservative bias. We're just asking for fairness. And then that's what we want. And we just don't want the double standard of just look at how they covered Obama for 8 years.
Exactly.
fallen in coverage, and so
well, they didn't even vet him, Scott. You know, he was the first black candidate, black president. Everything was ignored, and we've maintained on this show that we were going to find out more about Barack Obama and his administration upon his departure, and history will prove some of this stuff out. And it's just, and like on some of these things, I know if you say anything about the birther issue, people get, they get cringy and weird about it and the whole deal. But, even like now, it's almost like he's trying to torment people and making statements that he's from Kenya. And it's like, wait a minute, come on, why are you bringing this stuff up again? I mean, the people are just, they're tired of arguing it. They don't want to argue. You say you're an American citizen. You're an American citizen. Let's move on. I think that even some of those basic of issues, maybe down the road in history, because you cannot carry forth a lie. This is problematic. And, we know that. We teach our kids that. We've seen it in our own lives when a lie is carried through, it creates problems down the road, and we don't want it to be, we don't want it to affect our kids, and we certainly don't want it to affect our country.
Well, look, when Obama would, when Trump says things that either misstate facts or things like that, which certainly happen, they immediately hammer and they make, the Washington Post is keeping some running tally of all the supposed mistruths Trump has stated. But look, Barack Obama, 2013, had the lie of the year, according to PolitiFact, and they pointed that out. But a lot of over, if you like your insurance, you can keep it. But a lot of journalists didn't, and a lot of journalists just didn't have any interest in any of his other falsehoods. Mm. And so that's the issue. Do politicians lie? Yes, but Barack Obama certainly told a number of lies, and they didn't act as though they were deluged under falsehoods during Obama, and that's how they act now.
Well, Billy Graham even explained that politicians only lie when they speak. So, we got to hold it in perspective, Scott. Let's not, get carried away here, right?
Right.
Oh, gosh, I'll tell you. We love politics, but I'm with you, Scott, and I appreciate all the hard work that you guys are committed to on behalf of the people to hold them honest. Scott Woodlock, Associate Editor for the Media Research Center's newsbusters.org site. Thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it, Scott. Have a great day.
Thanks for having me on.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
This report is brought to you by Pillsbury. Preheat your ovens. The 49th Pillsbury Bake Off Contest is here. Home cooks across the nation are invited to submit an original recipe using Pillsbury refrigerated dough, along with the story or inspiration behind the recipe at bakeoff.com. Amy Nelson, the 48th Pillsbury Bake Off Contest grand prize winner.
If you are thinking about entering the Pillsbury Bake Off Contest, I say go for it. Just developing my entry last year was a rewarding experience because it gave me a chance to share special memories and make new ones with my friends and family in the kitchen.
Contestants can submit their original recipes in any of the following categories: cozy weekend breakfasts, appetizers for any party, winning weeknight dinners, and sweet and simple desserts. The grand prize winner will receive $50,000, a suite of GE kitchen appliances, a feature in Food Network magazine, and a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Entries will be accepted until September 12th at 11:59 a.m. Central.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our products from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We don't see color here. We just love America.
Where this hurting, you show me what healing can do. Where this hatred, you show me how kindness can move. Where this fear deep inside, I won't run, I won't hide. I'll give you all of me so that you can see every broken piece in the open of my heart.
Live.
Hey, welcome back, America. 14 before the top of the hour. This portion of Bill Martinez Live being brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, my good friends there, who are happy to inform you that there is a solution to the uncertainty you feel when it comes to your health care. And the solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of Christian, like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. Now, to choose your doctor and your hospital is that simple, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, all the kids. For more information, give them a call, okay? 855-585-4235. That's 855-585-4235. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org for all the details and tell them Bill Martinez sent you their way. With us right now, batting for Bob Woloszewski. Ladies and gentlemen, Adam Holtz is back with us. We've convinced him. And in fact, I told him, I said, please come and fill the spot here for Bob. He's out fooling around. And Adam is the senior associate editor. I promised that I would be kind to him if he came on. And Adam, we always appreciate you coming on, however which way it happens. Thanks for volunteering.
Well, I don't mind pinch hitting at all. It's a pleasure to be on the show, Bill.
Well, after serving as an associate editor at NavPress Discipleship Journal and consulting editor for Current Thoughts and Trends, Adam now oversees Focus's music research and reviews and manages their culture clips feature, also one of the primary movie reviewers. Hey, let's see what happened at the box office. The Meg, huh? The Meg number one?
The Meg was big.
It
was bigger than, I think, the prognosticators had expected, which just goes to show you that a well-marketed shark movie still sells. People wanted to come see Jason Statham square off against a 75-foot prehistoric shark from the Marianas Trench.
Well, there it is. They came out in throngs, $45 million worth. Mission Impossible slipped a spot. They're number two. Still going to the bank with that... the steady format that Tom Cruise continues to work for him. And Christopher Robinson, Walt Disney's movie, Holdin' Steady.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, it really was sort of a status quo kind of weekend at the box office with a couple of holdovers clocking in at spots 2 and 3. And then at 4 and 5, we had Slender Man, which is a PG-13 horror movie based on the sort of online urban legend of this tall, tentacled, child-stealing, freaky dude who does bad things. And honestly, if that's all you know about Slender Man, it's probably enough to let you know that there's not much reason in blocking out time in your schedule to go see that one.
Or waste your money. Save your money. Okay.
Save your money. And then Spike Lee's movie Black Klansman, which was about an African-American undercover police officer in the 70s, sort of impersonating a white person to sneak into the KKK and really expose David Duke and that racist organization for what it was. And he works with another guy on the force to do that. And it's a pretty interesting biopic that's based on some you know, a real-life story. And if they had just told the story, if Spike had just told the story, it might have been one that you just thought, oh, that's kind of interesting, even though, that said, it's a pretty hard R-rated movie. But in the end, it sort of conflates anybody who's conservative or religious with being just like the KKK. And so he couldn't resist taking a swipe at a pretty broad swath of Americans who certainly would never have anything to do with the racism of the KKK.
Right.
And kind of lumps us all together. And so I think just from a worldview perspective, that might be as big a spoiler as some of the harsh content in this movie.
Yeah, exactly. Well, hey, can we talk culture clips? Because you're on top of that with what's going on. There was an article, you know, one of your colleagues, Paul, is it Essay or Essay?
Essay.
Essay, Paul Essay.
Yep.
He wrote, culture clips make me look like myself, only better, huh? I mean, but that's been the age-old proposition, but even more so because of social media being what it is.
Yeah. You know, we're living in a time where, well, I think, you know, for the last 50 or 60 years, really since the advent of mass media as we know it, image has always been important. But these days, especially with young people who are living through Snapchat and Instagram and to a lesser extent Facebook, which isn't as popular as teens these days. It's kind of the old fogey social network. You know, you have kids that it's not enough now to, you know, have a filter that makes you look better. You've actually got kids that are wanting to get plastic surgery and, you know, wanting to obtain a look that frankly is almost physically impossible. And so it seems like one of the collateral issues with social media and kids is just increasing insecurity with what they look like and this striving for a kind of perfection that isn't real. And, you know, they would be the first to tell you that filters make you look better than you do in IRL, in real life.
Right.
But, you know, the problem with this is it makes the fantasy something that people want to strive to attain, and that can be risky, it can be expensive, and there can be a cost to kids' mental health in that. And so, you know, it's just something I think to keep in mind if you have kids who are tweens and teens. It's so important for parents to be engaged with what their kids are doing on social media, and you know, the kids are... Yeah. quote, smarter, unquote, maybe than we are, and they don't necessarily want us to be engaged. But I think having conversations about what you're doing, what you're seeing, how you're engaging, at least it keeps that line of communication open with parents, you know, so you can talk about the real issues that are involved there.
It's tough enough with kids dealing with acne, much less having to deal with everything else, you know.
Yeah.
And it's pretty scary, and it's like, if anything, you could say, we'll show you some pictures of adults that started pursuing that. Whether you're looking at Joan Rivers, who, you know, when she had it, it was like, whoa, what is she? And then we went and saw Mamma Mia, a couple weekends ago, and Cher came on, and I thought, oh, my gosh. I mean, she's like a mannequin.
Well, she is, and she's, you know, she's, I don't have the Wikipedia page in front of me, but I think she's like, what, 75?
Yeah, she's in her 70s, and I think claims 72 or something, but
yeah.
Everything, I mean, it's just like, it's so unnatural, you know, it's kind of like guys who, you know, that have gray hair and suddenly they come in, you know, come into the office.
Right, it's
and
black.
It's Jeff Black, and you go, okay, you know, your face and everything else tells me that it just doesn't go with the Jet Black, you know?
Right.
Sorry, but, you know, trying to do what they can. But, yes, that's call us vain or whatever. But for these young kids, they, you know, they can look. And then you see some of these, you know, pictures of people. It's going, oh, my gosh, their faces have gotten so distorted. They got Michael Jackson. Remember when he was pursuing...
Right.
His look and everything is like, oh, my gosh, you just absolutely destroyed yourself.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it really gets at the heart of the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is the good news that we are believing? Are
yes.
we really seeking to ground who we are, our identity? And there's a lot of talk about identity in all sorts of ways these days
mm-hmm.
in Jesus Christ. And when I'm forgiven and I know that I'm loved, there is tremendous freedom to simply be who God made me to be. You know, obviously we want to be healthy. We want to be good stewards of our bodies.
Right.
But there's, I think, you know, the opportunity to sort of step out of the cultural gospel of eternal youth, right? I mean,
mm-hmm.
we're talking about the fountain of youth in a 21st century iteration.
Right.
Which is, you know, I can deny the fact that, in fact, my body is getting older and try to live as if I'm perpetually 25 or 30. I mean, Cher looks, in some ways, 30 years younger, and in some ways you look at her and say, I'm not sure what happened here, but it's not good.
It's freakish. But to your point is that the pressure is going to continue because of technology being what it is. And it's tough enough, especially for young kids who are just trying to deal, you know, like I said, with the simple things of life, you know, hormones
right.
are happening in their body, you know,
yep.
acne, whatever, boyfriend, girlfriend episodes and all that. And then as if that's not enough, let's figure this out. But if you're not prepared, you know, to your point, an excellent point that you made here, Adam, is that if you're not grounded in the gospel, if you're not grounded in being made in the image of God and where you draw your identity from, you're going to be a mess because, I mean, look how bad it sits today and what's going to come down the road. You know, what's technology going to look like and what's social media going to look like a year from now?
No, that's exactly right, Bill. And I think for parents, and you know, I have kids that are 11, 9, and 8, our challenge is to really love them with truth and grace.
Mm-hmm.
The truth part is about setting boundaries. It's about talking about consequences. It's about helping them understand how what we believe is different from what the world believes. But sometimes I think as Christians, there's a temptation to maybe go overboard on truth. And the grace part is so important too. Communicating that we love you for who you are.
Right.
There's nothing you could do that could make us love you less, and keeping those lines of communication open as our kids get older.
You know, without a doubt. And we're here to be those change agents. But if you're not anchored in the vine, then you're going to do it all unto yourself. You're going to be worn out, and you're not operating in the gifts of the Holy Spirit where you can truly affect change. And that is the dynamic tension that will take place. So, again, we're at that crossroads. You stand at the crossroads between life and death. And as the Bible says, let me tell you the good choice. You want to choose life, right?
That's absolutely right, Bill.
There it is. Adam Holt, Senior Associate Editor with Focus on the Family. Thank you, Adam. Appreciate it.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free. Money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon. So visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com. HempSolutions.com.